Welcome to TNS with me, Elliot Shulman. And I feel pretty good. It's Thursday. I haven't done one of these in quite a while, so it's 8:36 on Thursday, the 8th of August. And just finishing my tea, you know, it's what I do. I go to work. I do cooking. A bit of cleaning, and then look at my phone, play some guitar, lift some weights, play a bit of the Nintendo Switch, and sort of go to sleep, and then kind of wake up the next day and go, oh, fuck, I've got to do this all over again. But tomorrow's Friday, that'd be quite good. I'm going to the Wedgwood Rooms, as you can tell. I do lots of local music shit at the moment. Gonna go and see Neverman, who are quite a good band on the circuit. They played our Live at the Clarence gig back in January, I think it was, and they're just a really good band. Nice guys as well, fairly easygoing guys. That Matt McGowan's he's got a great voice, writes good songs, and tickets are only £4. I think it's £4. I hope so. It'd be good to go and see those guys tomorrow. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow's. Also finishing our Burning Time video. What we went to do, it was last week. We went to the Royal Victoria Country Park. Me, Tom, and Marky, we went down to there, the Royal Victoria Country Park, and we made a music video recorded by my little brother Joel, who's we're 10 years apart, so he's 15, going on 16, and he's going to, he hasn't got his exam results yet, but just done his GCSEs, and he's going to do media at Fareham College. That's the plan, which is cool. Really into his YouTube. You should check out his account on YouTube. It's Munt, spelled M-U-N-T, chunk, as in like chunk of whatever, pineapple chunks or whatever. And check him out, he came down, great sport, started filming us prance around this country park. It was quite funny. We had problems as soon as we got there. We walked around. It was Bennett's birthday, by the way. It was Tom Bennett's birthday on this day. And he had a table booked for a curry house, celebrate his birthday. And so obviously he wanted to get everything done fairly early to plan. Well, we woke up late. That was the first thing that we did. And I texted everyone. I was like, come on, let's get together. I had Marcus come round to mine. And we went to Morrison's. And we had to make sort of props, basically, because the music video, we're in a park. And we're having like a picnic. So me and Marcus went went to go and get some picnic food. And we were trying to think of what sort of food we could make. And we ended up making, I wanted ham, cheese and pickle sandwiches. Wow, I just wanted ham sandwiches, actually. I didn't really want cheese and pickle. It's a bit flavour overload for me, the pickle. I don't really like it that much. But Marcus was adamant that we have cheese and pickle sandwiches. So we really got some cheese. I've got some, I don't really eat a lot of cheese anymore since I moved out. Don't really eat a lot of cheese. But Marcus fucking wanted to do the cheese and pickle. So he came round and made some cheese and pickle sandwiches and then jam sandwiches. We didn't touch them the whole time. Like, I was ready to eat one of them. But after we'd been lugging it around a field all day, really did not fancy it at all. So we made those sandwiches, got some sausage rolls and shit, vegetable crisps, and that was quite good. So we left, and we got there for about 1 o'clock. We're still waiting for Bennett. He's just running a bit behind, I think. I can't remember what he's doing. He's doing something. It's his birthday, for fuck's sake. And so it's me, Tom. Tom's there. Tom, Marcus, and Joel. And we're walking around this fucking park trying to find a place to film. And we had dogs. I'm not a major dog fan. I'm more of a cat fan than a dog fan. But had loads of dogs coming up to me, sniffing my gonads, and just generally, you know, invading my privacy. So did that for about an hour, just walking up to a load of dog owners. We found a place, and then set up, lugged our gear over, and literally set up camp. We opened up the camera bag, and the camera was there, the batteries were there, the SD card was missing. So, Tom dashed to the Tesco, the local Tesco, I can't remember whereabouts, one of the local Tescos. 24-hour one, and got a SD card. At this point, Bennett's worrying about his curry house table. He's keeping it cool, but I'm thinking, damn, we might have just messed this up entirely. Because Marcus was offering to drive back to his house, and he was going, I can also get the GoPro camera as well. I could go and get the GoPro, he was going. And then Bennett was like, well, we're not going to have time to do anything as soon as I get there, because I'll have to go. I've got a table to catch. So Tom goes and gets, Tom's great, because he keeps everything, so he's so positive. And even when we face problems like that, he's always smiling through it and going, well, that's all right, because we can do this, we can do that, we do that. But anyway, we had to get a new SD card. Then we got the SD card working and realised that half the battery packs that we got were fairly flat. So, and Marcus obviously just picked up the camera bag and went. Probably just woke up first thing that day and just thought, right, I've got to get out of here now. Like, take the camera bag, go without looking, which is in it. And that was funny. It was just like a, you know, one thing after the next. We were like, shit. So we had a limited amount of time. We had to film our music video. And we literally just did a few takes of all these little bits. And we got to the end of it, and it looks pretty natural. And we've got Joel, who's putting it together at the moment, and he's doing a really good job of it, just going through doing his final touches. We've got a little bit more footage to do, just to incorporate in there. And then once that's done, we'll put it out on the 23rd of August, and we'll see what happens. We're hoping people share it around and people listen to it and it gets well received. But to be honest, as I say, it's my attitude towards making anything. As soon as you do that full stop on it, you actually finish the creative process of it. That's it for me. Moving on to the next thing, not really thinking about it. If it's successful, then that's amazing. But at this point, I mean, at the moment, I'm all up for burning time. But as soon as that music video is finished, I sort of think, well, that's the creative bit done that we've made as a very much a DIY thing again. And when I say DIY, I don't mean DIY shit, like low techy stuff. But no, we got a good camera. We got it's not a film camera. It's not like a, you know, we've hired a TV crew to make our music video or whatnot. It's a little camera. But it's sort of a standard, and we're at that kind of that period of time where you can make things on an iPhone, you can professional looking things on an iPhone, you can make things on a, you know, a blogger's camera, you can do these things. You know, it's the rise of YouTube. You see all these YouTube stars that are making it and you know, creating that high quality content, and that's what we're trying to do with our music and our brand as much. And that's where I stand with music videos. I've always thought that, even back in the 60s, you see all these like little promotional films of bands just literally hanging around, lip syncing, looking like they're having a good time or whatnot, and you go, they're only doing that just to promote their little, you know, 3-minute song, which they've really put their hearts and souls into, and that's what it's about. I want people to tune in, I want people to listen to the music and close their eyes, whack it on some vinyl or CD or even streaming, and just get immersed in it. And everyone will be listening to it via streaming, because we're not making any physical product at the moment, not really interested in any of that. We're just trying to literally get discovered, so that's why we're tapping into things like Spotify, Apple Music and streaming platforms, so it gives us the chance to be discovered. SoundCloud is another one that I really like. I like SoundCloud. It's a great place to be discovered, and all it takes is just a link and then a click, and then all of a sudden you're listening to our sounds. I really like that streaming platform for unknown bands and artists. I think that's the best one to go with. But yeah, I'm jumping about with my ideas. It's stream of consciousness podcast, isn't it? So yeah, so we did the music video. Happy with that. And also we've got a Peer Fest. Tom, it's separate from the new shoes, but I mean, it's set up by Tom Reynolds, who's the guitar player in our band. So inevitably we're sort of associated with it, part of it as such. And it's not the new shoes festival, but it's meant to be a kind of I like to think of it as, I'm not the one to really speak for it because it's Tom's idea, he wanted to set it up, but I like it. It's we've only been going for properly for about a year. It was about a year ago we did our first Wedgwood Room show, where we won the Portsmouth for Original Artist of the Year. And within this year, and it's only been a year, you think about it, we've met quite a few bands and along the way. And it's all down to Tom actually talking to bands, going out there, networking. When I say networking, just going and enjoying the music, basically, that's around, and kind of being part of it as well. So we've got some great bands. Sad Palace, which is, is definitely one of my favourite bands, actually. They were originally a band called Bear Cavalry, and I used to very regularly go to their shows when I was a kid, because they were having some exposure, and they were from Gosport, and they lived, you know, a few roads away from me. Used to regularly go to Matt from Sad Palace, his house, because they had a practice room. I used to go around there and practice when I was in the shoes with Connor and Harry, and that was fun. And I used to follow them and just like be fans. And there was definitely like a period of I don't know how long where I was like, they're so musically talented, and Louis is just a great songwriter, and you know, they're truly original band, and have got that kind of integrity, and when you see them play, they're really into it, which makes you into it as such, and you feel like you're part of something special every time they play. Sad Palace. Just phenomenal band. Could go on about them for ages, actually, to be fair. And I last saw them when they were supporting Reedy's band, The Pretty Visitors, The Joiners. And we've got them as like one of the top billing bands. And got Neverman, who are a band that we met when they headlined our Live at the Clarence show earlier on in January. And there's Wren, who I haven't met, but that's quite a good act, quite a good band, really good singer. Juno, which we met at Icebreaker Festival, and really great guys, and really great sound. Professional, you know, it's that fucking high quality thing that Tom likes. And there's not one band there. Of course, we mentioned her, Bella Estelle. She's great. I think she deserves a bit more of an audience than she's already got. I mean, she's got a good following, but I think she, hopefully Pierfest will, expose a lot of new acts to different fans. You have loads of people that come to your gigs. You have like your friends and your family that end up coming to your gigs. But wouldn't it be cool? Well, what we've noticed is that we've gone out and made friends with other bands, and we go and follow their music, and are genuinely into their music as well. Like, we're not doing this just for the sake of it. We're fans of, you know, the local music scene. And we go to these shows and we get talking, and then we become a bit friendly with them. And we kind of thought Tom thought when he was having this idea of, why don't we just put on this like big all day festival, so friends and families of all these different bands can come together and have a really friendly like atmosphere, and then they'll get to know that band, they'll get to know that band, they get to, and before you know it, we've got this scene of all these bands that we've picked up on our journey, on Little New Shoes journey so far. And we're well happy about that. We're really happy that, you know, it was just an idea. The fact that it's coming together now is something special. Well, it's actually going to happen. It's actually going to happen. At one point I thought, no way, it's just talk, but it's actually going to happen. And that's off to Tom. So we've got that on the pipeline. And we've got Victorious as well, which is our 20-minute set, which we've got at 4:30 at the Craft Beer Stage. I thought it was called the Real Ale Stage. They've obviously changed the name. And that's cool. 20 minutes of that. So we're just honing a set where we can literally smash it in 20 minutes. Just hope that there's people there. And we'll get on our A game. And there you go, Victorious Festival. You know, it's never been my dream to play Victorious Festival, but it's kind of cool to say. That's what I've learned from, since we got offered that slot and we said yeah to it, everyone's so surprised about Victorious. You go, it's really cool to tell people, oh yeah, play Victorious, and they're like, really, are you? Wow, big festival. But in the local area, like, you could say that, it's like proper bragging rights, you know. So it's gonna be a shame I can't brag after Victorious. I'm back to square one. Can't say anything boastful. Nah, I don't anyway. But yeah, I'm rambling now. It's got to ramble territory, so I'm gonna go and wash my plate up and just go wash up. It's now coming to 9:00 now, so probably have like a coffee. Well, no, not a coffee. Otherwise, I will be up. A cup of tea. And go to bed. So, it's my goodbye. My bye. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.